This is 7AD. All right, let's talk NWBU basketball with Phil Thomas. Morning, Phil.
Morning, Darren.
He's just got down from the ladder. Back's all right, mate?
Yeah, back's all right. Sitting down at the Leeson River, just absolutely loving it. So just can't believe I'm getting paid for this.
I know, what a spot. All right, so, we're up to round 14. Pretty much two-thirds through the roster before finals.
Yeah, it's come around very quickly, but I suppose this is the idea of playing two games a week.
And yeah.
Of course, it's all geared around our NBL One program.
Yeah.
Not sure it's the best for our local program, but after being involved in it for a little bit, but, it is what it is, I suppose, and, we'll just power on.
Yeah. All right, so before we get to tonight's games, so I'll just run through the results from Friday night. In the women, Devonport beat Burnie. Somerset defeated Smithton. Penguin beat Wynyard only by 2 points. And La Trobe defeated Ulverston women. So the girls tonight, so round 14. Let's start with the game up at Smithton. Smithton against Wynyard tonight.
Yeah, they've got a girls that have a flat-out go, and I don't think Wynyard will have it all their own way. Perhaps they might be a little quick up and down the floor for Smithton over four quarters, but I still think there won't be a lot in it at the end.
Let's go to the game at Burnie against Ulverston women tonight.
Yeah, well, Frowling is certainly not going to help Ulverston's course.
No,
sure, but
no.
Devonport got the job done pretty well the other night with her playing, but I think Burnie will be far too strong, and whereas Philip Redwoods will certainly make a work for a point, class will prevail, and Burnie will be too strong and win pretty comfortable.
You'd reckon. La Trobe girls tonight hosting Devonport.
Yeah, La Trobe have, they've been up and down a little bit. I think when they've got their full squad, they're pretty good. Not sure whether they've got their full squad at the moment. I don't think they'll beat Devonport, but I didn't think Penguin would beat Devonport either. So, could be wrong again. But, if La Trobe were at full strength, they would certainly make a competitive game of it. But I'd still think Devonport will win this one pretty comfortable.
Be a good game to watch, that one, I reckon.
Yeah,
the game at Penguin tonight. Penguin against Somerset. Penguin start favourites for that.
Yeah, Penguin certainly found a bit of form. Good win over Devonport, and they should continue on their merry way tonight. Somerset play hard, and they've got a lot of honest players, but I don't think there'll be any match for an informed Penguin.
Right, so the women's ladder at the moment, so Devonport on top on 50 and Penguin on 44. All right, the men's roster, now Friday night, Burnie beat Devonport, Somerset defeated Smithton, Penguin beat Wynyard, and Ulverston beat La Trobe. So let's go to tonight's games at 8:30, and we'll start up at Smithton against Wynyard tonight. What do you reckon?
I don't think Clark would suit up. He was on crutches last week, I don't think he'd recover that quickly. So without Kyle playing, he brings 20 points, double-figure rebounds, and pretty good leadership. So unfortunately, I think without Kyle playing, Wynyard should win this one pretty comfortable.
Yeah. Burnie and Ulverston tonight.
Yeah, this is probably the match of the round, I suppose. Both are certainly, I think both sides are top four, but Burnie might win this. I'm not convinced Ulverston are at their best at the moment. Introduce Tommy Etchell to their team, which gives them another tool. But I think Burnie's, just their guards might be a bit quick, even though Ulverston's got Masunda. Yeah, it'd be a good game, and I don't think there'll be a lot in it, but probably Burnie by a few points.
Yeah, that's probably the men's game in the round. Game at La Trobe tonight against Devonport?
Yeah, I think Devonport should get on the winners list here. They didn't do too bad against Burnie. They had some good moments. We've talked about La Trobe that are struggling this year. A win for Devonport.
Righto. And finally, Penguin at home against Somerset.
Penguin are certainly the in-form team of the competition. Somerset a little bit inconsistent with their performances. Quite a bit in it. Maybe just the experience and backcourt leadership of Penguin might be just a bit too much for Somerset. but I wouldn't expect it to certainly be a blowout.
All right, and the men's ladder, so Penguin on top on 50, followed by Burnie on 42 points. So the games tonight at Smithton, Burnie, La Trobe and Penguin, women at 7, men at 8:30. Did you watch the Jack Jumpers Sydney game?
Look, I did, and there wouldn't have been a team in the competition that wouldn't have beaten Sydney. Mm. They were exceptional. Probably the best basketball that I've seen any team play all year. They've added, I think it's Clark, a new player with NBA experience, and they were just exceptional. So I don't think Jack Jumpers were disgraced going down by 20. But unfortunately, the game was done at half-time, and Sydney are the top side and played accordingly. They're all quality, and you know, then you put Maker in there as well. That nearly ends the Jack Jumpers finals campaign. They'd have to win every game from here on in and probably rely on Perth.
We will know by the end of the week anyway whether they can make it or not.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, regardless, they've had a great year and the support's been fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, the kids that are just around the northwest coast here that are wearing Jack Jumpers gear is just amazing. You know, they promised that they'd get the product out to Tasmania and they've delivered.
All right. Enjoy your week and we'll talk to you Friday, I reckon.
Sounds good. Look forward to it.